Hello, 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 everybody. Welcome to the Killer Comparisons Podcast with Denise Armstrong. I have a special guest here, my lovely, my friend, my partner in crime, in love, in life, Ms. Jody Watkins, you guys. She's an author. She's a health and wellness coach. She's a mindset coach. She's like everything. So if she's skilled in everything, this is skilled in everything. Listen, she is determined. She's all about women empowerment. She is a new investor as well, and she is all about helping coaches be able to maneuver out of their own self to be able to help other people. And I thought, why not have her come on and be able to talk and drop some gems? And let's talk about, because when I think about killer comparisons, we're killing comparisons in all areas of life, you guys. It's so many different facets that we are comparing each other, and we don't need to. So I want to bring her on, and I want you to kind of talk about When I first mentioned killer comparisons to you, like, what came to your mind when you were like, killer comparisons? Because I know you spoke about it before, and you were like, that's something that is going on. So how did you feel about it when I brought it to you? Just when you think of killer comparisons, or you think about comparisons at all, what comes to mind?
I mean, it was really in alignment with the stuff that I was already thinking about, because, I mean, I always talk about breaking barriers. It's kind of similar, right, where it's like, you know, when we go out into the world, I think naturally society teaches us that we need to be like everybody else, or we need this title, we need that title, we need to look like so-and-so, we need to, you know, whatever, right? And when I was in the military, it was like, your uniform had to look like this, your boots had to look like this. It's just like, Jesus, like, how far are we going to go? And then a lot of times I talk about social media, because what I found myself doing, and I see this with a lot of my clients and just people in general when I talk to people, is we get on social media and we see this highlight reel, right? And we don't really know what people are going through, but what we tend to do, and I was in this category too, is we see other people, whether they're successful, whether they're, you know, dressed a certain way, they look a certain way, they're working out, whatever it looks like, right? And we tend to allow that to make us feel a certain way, right? So if we don't have what somebody else has, then we're like, well, how do I get there? What am I doing wrong? What's wrong with me? That's a big one. Wrong with me. There's nothing wrong with you. There was nothing wrong with me. It's just maybe we're not meant to be in that season at that time. And a lot of times, the people you see on social media, their lives are falling apart. They're just showing you what they want you to see.
Okay, let's get to some questions.
You
asked
the question.
Okay. Okay. I asked one question, and we got loaded. Oh, you see all this, y'all? She got a lot of stuff to tell us. So let's get into questions.
That's why my coaching calls are an hour. No, I'm
I want to narrow this down to your specific industry, because when I bring people on, I want to talk about that specific industry, because I feel like so many people, you know, need to niche down. So let's talk about your industry. So can you share with us how comparisons manifest in the health and wellness industry, especially fitness coaching and bodybuilding?
That's a big one. Yes. Well, when I was doing in-person personal training a lot, a lot of my clients were women, and I would have some of them would be like, well, I don't want to go into the gym because some people are staring at me, or everybody else knows. This is one I hear a lot still. Everybody else knows what they're doing, and I don't want to go in. Well, guess what? None of us started out knowing what we were doing, right? And honestly, as someone who's been in this profession for a really long time, a lot of them don't know what they're doing. They just look like it, okay? So,
I do see people, I'm like, you know, I feel like you're doing a little extra. You're doing a little extra. I feel like that's what you're supposed to be doing.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, in the bad part, when you know the difference, it's really bad. Like, literally, I'm like, oh, I can't watch. But anyway, like, to go back to that, though, in bodybuilding, as well, like, one of the things that I did is I went more towards natural bodybuilding, because I got into bodybuilding to be a healthier version of myself and to challenge myself, not to take any PEDs, not to take any steroids, nothing like that. I'm not trying to, and no offense to anybody out there that's doing that, but I personally, know too much about medical stuff to even go that route. And so I went into the natural. So I never, even though in a lineup, the judges are comparing me to other people, I am only comparing myself to my last self.
Yeah.
So we have to stop seeing on what everybody else looks like and what they're doing and understand that we're on our own personal journey, right? Like, I've had 9 surgeries and I have 6 bulging discs. I'm not trying to compare myself to somebody who's never had a surgery or doesn't have back problems, right? So it's just, we have to be careful. Like I said, I mean, what we see on the outside, we don't know what's going on. So there's really no point in comparing ourselves to anybody else.
No, and the thing is that you hit on something. It's like the judges can compare you, but you're only face up against you versus you. And that's what it is in the world. It's like, and it's such a touchy subject because when you deal with women and our body and how we feel about ourselves and how we look, it's like it's so easy to look on social media and then just going out, period, that people stereotype you to look like this is beautiful and this means, you know, fit and everything. Like, I've seen all different types of body sizes and these women were fit. Mm-hmm. So it really just depends. As long as you're doing, being your best self, you're doing what's best for your body. You were meant to be different. There was nothing about our bodies that was meant to be the same. I'm getting back into shape now because I'm a former athlete, but when I get back to working out, how my body starts to transform is going to be different than how her body starts to transform. But we both will be fit, and guess what? We're both going to be beautiful. But I got to work out and I got to eat based off of what's best for my body and what I need. There is no, even like, you know, like you put together the program, she's a nutritionist, so she knows that every person has to, depending on what their body type is and everything like that, you have to put everybody on a special assignment for their body. What does that tell you? Even when you're trying to get fit and you're going that route, if you have to have a specific, setup just to get the results you want, what makes you think that we can even possibly compare ourselves in life, period, with our body types? And so, like, I really want people to understand, like, that beauty really is within. Because it's a lot of beautiful women per se on the outside, but on the inside, there's no beauty there.
Right.
It's very ugly there. You know, it's a lot of scars there. It's a lot of hurt there. And that's one thing you touched on. It's like, you have social media, you guys, and people do post a lot of highlight reels on their body. But I specifically know 2 women I've encountered in less than a year, and they have an eating disorder. Like, they're not even eating. So you're seeing them and then they get the posted body, and granted, you know, they look good, but they don't look healthy, you know, and then even if they don't look healthy mentally, they're not healthy, you know, and the root was always, hey, you know, this is what I feel like I have to look like in this industry, or this is what the women look like here, or this is what the men like. And I'm like, no, I mean, I'm a curvy woman and my husband likes me. I go out the door, all races, all types, all kind, you know, it's a type for everybody. You know what I mean? So I can just go
and
that,
yes. And it's tough for me because I'll have people, I'm like, okay, well, do you love yourself now? Right? Like, there's the beautifully and wonderfully made. Like, that is what hit me when I needed that the most. And think about that. Like, you are beautifully and wonderfully made no matter what.
Yeah.
Right? And so we have to learn how to love ourselves before we even start the journey. But the thing I end up having to kind of fight against is that what she's talking about. It's like, you see this stuff on social media, there's tons of gimmicks and fads and whatever. And, you know, I'll have people come to me. I've worked with schizophrenics. I've worked with bulimia. I've worked with people who are on juice diets forever. And they're wondering why they're getting sick. And I'm like, because you're not fueling your body. You're trying to achieve a look. Let me tell you something. I did not learn nutrition or fitness to achieve a look. I learned it to become a healthier version of myself. And my mom was on medications. I had to try to get her off her medications. There's a whole backstory to that. Okay. So that's why I learned it. The look comes later. You know, I had someone the other day reached out to me that I've known for years. She used to be one of my clients. And she said, hey, I'm looking at buying these fat burners. And I said, well, are you exercising regularly and tracking your foods? And she said, no. I said, we'll do that first. Worry about the fat burners later. But that's the thing, we gotta do the work, y'all.
Yeah, that leads me into this question since we're going into that. How do you set, at least, you know, because the thing is that we do have goals. And of course, we don't want to do comparisons, but I do believe there is healthy comparisons because you do have motivation. So there's one particular woman I love, and it's not a comparison. It's just like, I love her body. And I'm like, I see her and I know that every little piece is not going to be, but it is a goal of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And I do see her put the work in, and she does help other women. She does have a community of women, but it's like, I see her and I'm like, man, I actually, you know, if I had an idea of what a goal would be for me, for my body, it would look similar to that.
Mm-hmm.
So my question is, okay, so how do you set personal goals and measure progress in a way that minimizes comparisons with others and focus on your personal growth?
I have an app that I track my own stuff in. I take pictures regularly. I do my own body fat, or I have somebody else do my body fat. And so that's how I track my progress. I give myself grace when I have surgeries or any health issues. It is good to have a goal, and if, you know, I'm a visual person, yeah, have something that you want to achieve, but also know the backstory, right? Like, how long has it taken? Like, I actually posted today, I posted a reel where it was like, hey, 15 years ago, I started this journey, okay? This was not an overnight thing. And when I started, I immediately went and took courses and got with coaches and mentors, and I learned everything I could learn. So the problem is, a lot of people are spinning their wheels trying to figure it out, and all they have to do is go to the right people and ask the right questions. We'll answer them.
Yeah. So would you say that mindset would probably be one of the biggest deals when it comes to getting the kill comparisons, like in your industry or just period?
Period.
How you think?
That's, mindset is everything. And that's why I put it chapter one in my book. Like, yes, mindset is everything. There's nothing we can accomplish, business, life, health. There's nothing we will accomplish if we're not getting this in the right place.
Yeah.
And that's what I had to actually start doing a few years ago, where I'm focusing on that first.
Yeah.
So that's huge. Yeah.
The thing is, mindset is so important, you guys, because how you feel about yourself leads to all of your decision making. You know what I mean? So if you don't feel good about yourself, and that's one thing that, just to have a vulnerable moment, that I realized, I'm like, I've been so busy loving everybody around me that I did not put that maximum amount of love on myself. I have not. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, you know, it was just kind of like hit me like a ton of bricks. I was like, it's me. I need to show up for me the way that I'm looking for people to show up for me. It's me, and it's like, it's your responsibility to begin to go on a self-love journey, because self-love is like top tier to be able to kill comparisons. Because once you fall in love with yourself and you fall in love with every little intricate part about you, and you know, like you said earlier, being fearfully and wonderfully made, and that's how God created you to be. Everything about you was designed to be that way because you need that. It's certain unique things about me. It's certain unique things about my face. And I've had certain people come up to me. They was like, oh my gosh, it's like something about your cheekbones or something about your eye and something about your mole. And I'm going to tell you guys, I have like a mole here and I have a mole here, right? So I'm like,
that is you.
I'm just like,
beautiful.
I know. But the thing is that growing up, I didn't think that would be, it was so beautiful.
Right.
You know, I was just like, why do I have
these this were called craters when I was in school.
I was like, why do I have this mole on my face and everything like that? But it's so many people, they found so much beauty in that.
Mm-hmm.
They were just like, oh my God, that was the one unique thing. And it was people like, if you remove that mole, like, you won't be yourself anymore.
Exactly.
Like, you won't look the same anymore.
And
I'm like, really? Like, what is that? You know what I mean? So it's just like falling in love with every part of you and understanding how beautiful it is and how beautiful you are. And that, you know, your person is your person, and your tribe is your tribe. And, you know, I just want us as women to find more beauty in ourselves and who we are. Find more beauty in ourselves and who we are as women. You know what I mean? And it's those little detailed parts of me that I start to fall in love with as I begin to grow as a woman. And even now, back to the point of just being in love with myself. Now that I'm able to love myself to a different capacity, like comparisons is like so far away, because I understand that that woman or that man or that family, like you say, everybody has a backstory. I know my backstory, and I know the trials and the things that I went through to even get to this point now, to even admit that, okay, I didn't love myself like I thought I did.
Right.
Like, I didn't love myself like I thought I did. And it wasn't until I realized that I was searching for me. I had like a whole, I had a look, it was like a mirror effect, look into myself, and I'm like, no, you need you. You don't need other people. You need you. You need to fall in love with you.
Right.
And as I began to fall more and more in love with me, the people that I need, I was able to see them, and they were able to see me.
Right.
And, you know, life just starts to shift, you know, it starts to shift, and comparisons goes away, because now I'm able to understand that this is my direction, and there is no other direction. Because if I walk in Jody's direction, it won't be the same. I won't make it, because this is her life and her world. You know what I mean? But being able
that's
to.
That's why we collaborate.
Exactly. Exactly.
They were like, ooh, okay, we merge these together.
It's like, I think that's one thing that people don't understand, is that that is where collaboration comes in. And it really is.
Beautiful.
Because it's like, it's some things about her that it's just phenomenal. Like, I don't have those gifts. You know what I mean? I might not have that patience either. You know, but connecting with her, I do have that patience, or I do have that confidence,
right,
or whatever it is that I need, she has. But
yeah.
Guess what?
Well, it's the same though. Yeah.
Yeah. But guess what? If I couldn't see her and I compare what her life was, or like, oh my God, her body is so great already. She's like fitness. She's bodybuilding. Like, she's like this. Look at me. You know, I was playing sports. You know, I got a little bit heavier. Had children. Life happened. What if I allowed that to get in my way? Because I'm like, oh no, I probably shouldn't connect with her, because, you know, although she makes me feel bad for not drinking more water, which I'm drinking more water. She's supposed to do that.
That's being a friend.
Right. So if we allow fears, you guys, in comparisons of where we're trying to go to where someone else already is in their life in that season, we wouldn't have been able to work together.
Let me flip the script real quick. People that do think like that, because I get that a whole lot, make me want to hide in the shadows.
Mm.
That's why I hid. Because I was like, well, how can I really help people if they are not ever thinking that they'll be able to look like me, right? I mean, literally, I lived that for a couple of years, and it sucked. And so I want you guys to really understand that people like us, we want to help. And so I tell people all the time, I'm like, when you don't ask me a question, or you don't ask for my help, or you say, I don't want to bother you, you're not allowing me to operate in my gifts. And that sucks. That really sucks. And so I have to surround myself by people who don't mind me saying, hey, I think you should drink a little bit more water, right? Like, because if you allow me to operate like I'm meant to operate, like, I didn't learn this stuff for the heck of it. Sometimes I'm like, Lord, why did you let me learn all this? Like, but you're the same way with the stuff that you're doing, right? Like, you know so much in an area that I had no idea about. And so that's the thing. It's like, we're brought in this world and we're given gifts, and it's up to us to use them. And we don't have to listen to what society tells us, and, you know, allow people to operate in their gifts. Yeah, I tell people, like, if you're bothering me, I just want to text you back.
You have to be able to let your guards down.
Yes.
You know what I mean? How let your guards down. But guess what? It's a trickle effect, because you can't let your guards down if you don't start loving them.
Exactly. Yes.
Because you're always going to be thinking about, what are they thinking about me?
Mm-hmm.
What do they feel about me? And I'm like, listen, everybody has their own life journey.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has their own life journey. Like, believe it or not, nobody's thinking about what you're thinking they're thinking about.
I told people,
like,
that
nobody's
stuff.
Thinking
Look,
about
me. For the people out there that are like, I don't want to go in the gym, so everybody's going to judge me. I'm going to tell you right now, most of everybody in there is going through something in life, and that's why they're in there. When you start getting to know people, like, that's why we become kind of a community, because once you get to know people, you start understanding, like, oh, they're trying to stay sane.
Yeah.
They got some stuff going on. Like,
that's
people
hard.
Really knew what was going on in my life. That's why she's in the gym twice a day, right? Like,
that part. Okay.
Trying to stay sane. So don't worry about, look, you're on your own journey, and why are you going to allow everybody else to dictate what you do in your life? Stop doing that.
You can't. You cannot allow
that's
going to
drive us crazy, and I did it for a
long
time.
It's easy to do, because that's what everybody's
right.
Doing.
Yeah.
It's really easy to do. It's really easy to do. So To close out on this, what's one message or piece of advice you would like to share with our listeners about killer comparisons in their lives and the focus on their own personal health and wellness journey?
Self-care isn't selfish. That's the first thing. And one of the things that I always ask, and it kind of bounces off of what you were saying earlier, why is it we will show up and keep commitments to everyone else, but we will let ourselves down 99.99999% of the time and wonder why we're overwhelmed and exhausted and wondering why we, you know, because we're pouring up. And I've done that. And I just, that's why I do what I do now, because I'm like, I don't want anybody else to have to wait until they hit rock bottom. I hit rock bottom and then went down further, okay? Don't wait that long, okay? That's the thing. That's the message that I'm always telling people. Pour, you got to fill your cup up. And everybody has a different way of doing that, but you have to do that before you can truly serve the people around you. And I have learned that too. So.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. So you took away killing comparisons, but you have to pour into yourself. We got to love ourselves. You know, nobody else's journey is ours. We have our own journey. You know, you're beautiful just the way you are. Everything about you was created just how it's supposed to be, because the world needs you. We don't need a duplication. We don't need an imitation. The world needs you. And if I can leave you guys with anything, that's what it would be, because that's what I realized. And that's another thing that I tell myself every day. The world needs me.
Yes.
You know what I mean? The world needs you just the way you are, because if you're trying to be someone else, then you're going to miss it. And somebody needs you. Somebody is actually needing you to be your best self so you can help someone else, because we're here for a reason. We're destined for greatness, but we are here to serve a purpose. We're not here just to be in our industries. We're not here just to be smart. We're not here just to be beautiful. Like, we really are here individually here for a purpose. And that's one reason why we have to kill comparisons, and we have to understand there is nothing to compare, because then nobody can compare to me. Nobody can compare to her, and nobody can compare to you. So thank you so much for tuning in to the Killing Comparisons podcast. The second episode with Jody Watkins. You have me, Denise Armstrong. You can find me on all platforms with Denise Armstrong. I do have a real estate investment group that we both are partners with, Invest With Her Club. You can find out more about that with www.investwithherclub.com. Look more into the company, First Approved Financial. But most of all, keep up with the podcast. We're going to have different people on all the time with different backstories, because we're doing what we're killing comparisons. Everybody has a story. So we're going to bring Jody back on one day, because we want to be able to hear more of that story. But please let the people know where they can find you at, Jody.
If you really want to know my story, just go to my YouTube channel. Everything's Jody Watkins Inspires. But I have a video on there that really tells the backstory. It's about 12 minutes long. But like she said, everybody does have a story. And so that's why we can't compare ourselves to other people, because your story isn't someone else. Maybe we can relate to one another, but your story is different, and you're going to be used in a different way if you allow yourself to be. But surround yourself by people that see you.
Awesome. So thank you so much, you guys, for tuning in with the Killing Comparisons podcast. And we will see you soon. And in the meantime, with Killing Comparisons, we're loving ourselves and you're choosing you. Look forward to seeing you guys next time.